Second date update.
All right, we got Marcus standing by. He had a great first date with Savannah, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this Monday morning. First of all, Marcus, tell us how you met Savannah.
Yeah, I met Savannah on an online dating site. I'm on a couple, so I can't really remember which one it was.
I'm the same. I get it. I forget.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm in my 20s. I'm just trying to find, right person.
Yeah.
So, you know, I took her out to this nice, expensive place, and we had a great time, for dinner. And I don't know. I just haven't heard back from her, and I'm just kind of perplexed because I thought we both just had such a connection.
All right. And nothing went wrong at dinner? Nobody drank too much or anything like that?
I don't know. No, it was just a fun time.
Well, let's have us call Savannah, see if we can figure out what the deal is and see if it gets you a second date, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hi, is this Savannah?
Yes, this is Savannah.
Hey, this is Hawkeye, Jasmine, and Connected K from 96.3 KSCS Radio, Hawkeye in the Morning. Can we talk down the air for a second?
Okay.
I know it's kind of odd that a radio station calls you out of the blue. The reason we're calling, we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update. And people call us when you had a great first date, but for some reason it never progresses to a second date. And we got a call about you.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember going out with Marcus?
Marcus is a pretty awful person.
What? Is there a reason you would say that?
Yeah, there's definitely a reason why I'm saying that. At the end of our date, I was waiting for my Uber to come, and Marcus, he asked if he could take a picture. So I said, sure, why not? And we take a selfie, and he reaches behind me, totally unprovoked, and grabbed my butt.
What?
Yeah, and, just totally went for it. I wasn't giving him any signs that I wanted that. For a second, I asked myself, maybe he just brushed his hands a little too low. But it was super obvious that this
like
was
a full-on butt cup
grab. Full-on, over-the-top butt grab.
Oh, no.
Well, he did not mention that.
Yeah, no, he left that out.
What was your reaction when that happened?
I didn't even say anything. The Uber pulled up. I jumped in and just got the hell out of there.
Well, we have Marcus on the other line here, and he wanted to join in the conversation and say hello. Would you be okay with him joining in on the conversation? It's up to you. If you want to end this right now, we can do that, but I kind of like to hear what he has to say about this.
Yeah, I mean, part of me wants to end it, but just like you, I want to hear what he has to say.
Marcus, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Savannah.
Hi.
I hate to say this, but I think she's lying. I think she liked it. I'm sorry, but her body language was telling me that it was okay for me to roam with my hands.
Get your eyes checked, dude. Her body language, no.
Yeah,
really classy.
Twinkle on her eye, she licked her lips. There's got to be another reason. Maybe she hooked up with the Uber driver.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I did. You caught me.
You butt cup her, and now you're accusing her of doing something else.
Now you make it sound awful. It was.
Because it was.
Yeah, it can't be you, right? No, it couldn't have been your fault.
No, of course not. So, how about it? Do you want to, let's do this. I'm available tonight, around 8.
Listen, I don't ever want you to contact me.
Come on.
Not at all.
You know, if tonight's a bad night, we can do Thursday or Friday. Hell, my whole weekend's open.
Marcus.
I bet it is.
Savannah, you're very sweet to come on the air with us. I didn't expect it to take this turn. I apologize for where this went, but thank you for being part of the show this morning.
Oh, thank you. My friends and I are going to laugh about this later.
Well, I'm glad you're taking it
as
a joke. Thank you again for joining us. Marcus.
All right, thanks.
Marcus, you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but
change your approach, Marcus.
I think it's time for you to move on from Savannah.
You know, she can say what she wants, but I know she likes it. And I know that when I see her somewhere, it's going to be different. So I'll see her around.
Okay.